Dear brothers and sisters, if you haven't seen the movie on St. Oscar Romero starring Raul Julia, we encourage you all to watch it on YouTube. Oscar Romero was a Salvadorian Roman Catholic archbishop appointed in 1977, who was a critic of the violent activities of the government armed forces and leftist guerrillas involved in El Salvador's civil conflict. He spoke out in defense of the poor, who were powerless victims of widespread violence. This brought repeated threats to his life. In the face of those threats, Romero declared his readiness to sacrifice his life for the redemption and resurrection of El Salvador. His advocacy for human rights made him a hero to many, and he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. The following year, Romero was assassinated at the hands of an unknown assailant while saying Mass. It was later concluded that Romero's death had been carried out by a right-wing death squad. During his funeral, bombs went off outside the Metropolitan Cathedral of San Salvador, where tens of thousands of mourners gathered at what was considered one of the largest demonstrations in the country's history. Gunfire then rained down on the panic-stricken crowd, leaving an estimated 35 people dead and more than 200 wounded from the violence and subsequent stampede. St. Oscar Romero was determined to do his part to end the oppression of the poor and to help right social injustice in his country. In 2015, he was declared a martyr, and in 2018, he was declared a saint because a Salvadorian woman was terminally ill and her husband began seeking Romero's intercession for her healing. After he prayed, she was instantly cured, and the doctors could offer no medical explanation to the woman's miraculous healing. Why share this saint's story with all of you? Because the Lord is calling us not to be timid and go along with the status quo when we witness injustice all around us. When we see the vaccine being forced on the little ones and the unsuspecting, He wants us to step out in faith and arise to help those who cannot help themselves or have been so beaten down by society. They need us to be their voices, their advocates, and to fight for them, to bring to light the consequences of agreements that seem on the surface a good deal, but is in reality a binding service agreement for life that is lining the pockets of those involved in nefarious activities and furthers criminal operations. You are probably asking yourself about now, well, what can I do? Seek the Lord and ask Him how you should begin or how you can expand your ministry. A friend of mine and a girlfriend of hers started once a week delivering sandwiches to the homeless. At first, she couldn't give the sandwiches away, as everybody ran and hid from them. So they would sing gospel songs and eat one of the sandwiches and leave the rest on a large rock where she knew some of the homeless in the area slept. Then she and her friend came back the next week, and then the next week, until finally a homeless man said, "Thank you." And so began their healing food ministry. Jesus is calling us to be prayer activists, to pray and act. If you can't leave your homes, then you could travel to those in need in the Spirit, any time of the day or night, as we are all called to be ministers, to be healers, and to become doctors of His church. God bless you, dear heart dwellers.